Hi there, welcome to the Beaver Bank Bunker. I'm Jamie Patterson, and let me just call Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi there.
Our last podcast was so popular talking about Canadian vignettes. I thought if we incorporated Little Friendly Giant and...
I like it.
Except whistling gets the dogs going.
Yeah.
Probably not my brightest move. Anyway, it is Monday, October the 20th.
Oof, boy.
Boys,
I know. Where did this month fly to?
I called Rusty and Jerome.
And we got a chair big enough for two to curl up in.
I used to like the chair for those who like to rock.
Yes.
We have a rocking chair.
That's.
I don't think he realized that, you know, for those who like to rock.
We salute you.
Sit in this chair. I always thought, though, if Friendly was that big, where he could move furniture around with his hands, how the hell big was Rusty the Rooster then?
He would have been a gargantuan.
Yeah, that would have been a frightening chicken.
Would have been a frightening chicken. That
one of Rusty's eggs could have fed a whole village for a year. Anyway, we definitely digress.
Yeah.
It is Monday, October the 20th.
And I want to start off by saying a big congratulations and hats off to everybody at the Cobequid Foundation.
Mm.
Yes, indeed. They had the Cobequid Walk Run for the Health of Our Community yesterday, and we were very pleased and honored to be asked to MC again. It's one of those things that October just wouldn't be the same without the walk. And this year they raised $72,415.
Good on you. Well done.
It is excellent news, and all of that money is going into the cardiac care department. So the next time that someone out in the greater Sackville Beaver Bank area has a heart attack and seconds count, they can be dealt with quickly at the Cobequid Center as opposed to being shuttled all the way into the city. And as I said, when minutes count, it's better to get that type of treatment closer to home.
I almost had a heart attack during the walk. No, I mean, the ambulance drove by and said hello to everybody by firing up his siren.
That's right.
Oh, my God. I felt like that cat on the cartoon, the Looney Tunes, stuck in the ceiling there with his claws. Yeah.
Some retail news to tell you about. Moxie's is coming to Bayer's Lake. Not totally surprising because there is a Moxie's out in Dartmouth Crossing, and because they like to keep things even, it's moving across the harbor to Bayer's Lake. It's going in beside the Putting Edge, so down by the theater end of things. And speaking,
well, that's where all the other restaurants are. Is it a new building? Or?
No. It's right in, like, the Putting Edge is sort of in a strip Molly type of...
Oh, yeah, they used to have the Halloween store right beside it.
Something like that, yeah.
Damn Moxie's. They've taken away one of our Halloween stores. Now we only have 50 of them.
That's right. What are we going to do? Speaking of the theater, the Bayer's Lake Cineplex, apparently it's going to be called Scotiabank Theater.
Jeez, Scotiabank is on everything now.
They are taking over the
world.
They
took over one of the theaters at Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken over the Metro Center. They're taking over Bayer's Lake Cinemas.
Yeah, but
what's
you know
next?
What? That's not too totally surprising to me because I know that Scotiabank Theaters, that's a big thing in Ontario. I think Cineplex has renamed or rebranded a lot of their cinemas, especially in the Toronto area, the Scotiabank Theater.
Oh, yeah. When you walk in, they say that's free. And then they film a movie.
Right.
Every time you walk in, use your Scotiabank card. I've been waiting for them to film that damn movie when I walk in.
Well, maybe they will now.
No, they won't. Don't get me started on the theater again.
Started. One of your old pals, Steve the Hot Dog Guy.
Yeah.
Apparently,
he's moved.
Well, he's moving, apparently, to the Halifax Forum in November.
Well, he's moved as of last Thursday. I went looking for him, and the sign wasn't up, and he was gone.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's taking a little bit of time for himself before he moves, but yeah, he's going to go into the parking lot of the Halifax Forum.
I want to say a special hello to a gentleman in town today for a very special event. It's Between the Pages, an evening with the Scotiabank. There's Scotiabank again. The Giller Prize finalist coming up tonight at the Rebecca Cohen.
To be the Scotiabank Rebecca Cohen, I'm sure.
All of the novelists that are up for the Giller Prize, all of the finalists, are actually going to be on hand at the Rebecca Cohen tonight to discuss their books with none other than... Seamus O'Regan.
Oh, I knew that there had to have been a reason for you to bring this up. And he won't have any political agenda, will he? Now that he's running for the Liberals.
Oh, yeah,
he'll throw that in there a few times.
I'm sure he might. I mean, he's been involved with the Giller Prize for a good many years. I mean, it goes back to his years on Canada AM. I remember he was hosting Giller Prize events. I know Carol Off from CBC is going to be emceeing or hosting the event in Toronto. And this is one of those things that's going on right across Canada. But yeah, there's still a few tickets left if you want to go see Seamus O'Regan on stage tonight.
And a few authors thrown in there too.
Exactly. Lion Forms right behind me. Nice to see downtown Dartmouth getting in on this. Downtown Dartmouth has sort of had a bit of a resurgence of late, and a lot of new businesses have opened up. And it's interesting to note that most of these businesses are owned by women, which is something that you usually don't see. But downtown Dartmouth is having a trick-or-treaters night, and they want trick-or-treaters young and old to join them next Saturday, October the 25th. They're having a Halloween costume parade in downtown Dartmouth at noon, and then actual trick-or-treating, so you can go from store to store from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. So that might be a cool way to get the kids out, go for a walk, and give their costumes a bit of a test drive before the big night. Well, the Great Canadian Food Fight has come and gone. If you're not familiar with this, this is it's an annual food raiser in the fall where three, sometimes four, cities across Canada are pitted against one another to see who can raise the most food and funds for their local food bank. So Feed Nova Scotia, they had a big year this year. They raised an amazing 38,592 kilograms of food and almost $25,000 cash during the Great Canadian Food Fight.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it wasn't enough to win, and it was the Regina and District Food Bank which raised 282,000 pounds of food.
Did they beat Victoria, though?
They did. We beat Victoria. It was Regina, Feed Nova Scotia. We came in second, followed by the Mustard Seed Food Bank of Victoria. They raised 60,000 pounds of food.
Mm-hmm.
And Prince Albert, the Share a Meal Food Bank, raised 26,000 pounds of food.
It's good. Way to go, Prince Albert.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, how big is Regina?
It's a rather personal question.
But, I mean, suffice to say, it is smaller than Halifax, I would think.
Siri, how big is your Regina?
Checking on that. Okay, I found this on the web for how big is your Regina.
Is your Regina. I didn't ask how big your Regina was. Regina has 193,000, ranked 24th in Canada.
Okay, so yeah, it is about a third of Halifax.
No, they didn't just beat Halifax. They beat Feed Nova Scotia. That's the province. So the entire province of Nova Scotia went up against Regina, Saskatchewan, and we lost.
Mm.
Do you want to know why?
Why did we lose?
Because they're getting a lot of donations from farmers this time of year.
Ah.
If they have an overabundance of food, of wheat, of produce of some kind, bring it at this time of year. I just thought of that
right now.
They bring it to their local food bank. And so, you know, we don't have huge tractor trailers full of food pulling up at our food fight from the various farmers around the area.
That's true.
I would imagine that that's part of it. Plus, I bet you that that's Regina's one fundraiser of the year that they have for the for their food bank.
You think so?
Probably a major one.
Okay.
For them. Whereas for us, if you ask people, you know, around the city, they might not even know that this exists because Feed Nova Scotia is raising money and food all the time. They've got a whole province to deal with. You know, as soon as they're finished with this, they're already working on what are we going to do for the Parade of Light?
And
how are we going to stuff that bus? And, they're going to be doing another bed in with Q104.
They already did that. They've moved that, actually. They do that in October now. They did it before the Thanksgiving weekend.
They moved the location too. You used to do that at Micmac Mall for years, and then they did it at the atrium.
Yeah, this year they moved it to Sunnyside Mall, and
It's good to have a mall. You see, that's a perfect example of when a sales department controls an event like that. I mean, it's a charity event. You want to go where you can raise as much food and awareness and money for Feed Nova Scotia as you possibly can. So right in the middle of Micmac Mall was a perfect place.
Yeah.
So they ended up moving it into the lobby of the atrium, all of those furniture stores.
Yeah.
Now, think about how many people are just cruising around Micmac Mall and can actually pick some food up. And compare that to how many people are cruising around those furniture stores, the atrium. It didn't do as well as it had been doing. So I'm glad that it's in a mall.
Yeah,
again.
Exactly. It helps that the mall has a grocery store or a store like Zeller's. Well, it was Zeller's back in the day when I was doing it, but now it's Target. You know, a store that has a...
Target, sorry.
That has a grocery section so you can pick up canned foods and that sort of thing.
How many people go and shop for furniture? I'm sure quite a few there compared to other places where you shop for furniture. But when you try to compare it to a mall that has 200 stores in there and people are cruising around all the time, don't have the exposure there that you should when you're doing a campaign like that. And I know that the atrium was new and the sales department probably said, oh, hey, we got... four of those furniture stores are our clients, and we can go right there and we can give them plugs and we can draw people to them that have the donations. That's not what this is all about. You can't use a charity drop-off point to bring people to your client. You need to go to a place where the public is if your heart is really in the right place and you're really doing it to raise money, food, and awareness for somewhere like Feed Nova Scotia.
Yeah. And I mean, my God, at Micmac Mall, I mean, literally, it would start at 6 o'clock in the morning because they would have the seniors walking clubs that would come in and use the mall to walk, to get exercise. Mm-hmm. So you would have people literally running through there from 6 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. So,
and then after 10, when they closed all the doors, that's when Lisa would skip down the mall and sing as loud as you could. What did you do at night?
Something I didn't realize was how incredibly noisy shopping malls were.
At night?
At night.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would bring out the floor Zambonis to clean the floor.
Right.
And the lights would never go off. So after the first year, I learned to bring eye shades so I could just put them over my eyes and try to get some sleep.
That's when you first wore eye shades too, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
And now you wear them every night.
I can't sleep without them now.
Sometimes during the day. Puts the earplugs and the eye shades and just kind of goes over there and pretends she's Tommy. So back to this whole thing again. The bed-in for Feed Nova Scotia is now at Sunnyside Mall, but they've done it already.
They've done it already.
Bobby Mack's still doing that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's done.
Yep.
The food fight, where we're matched up with Victoria and Regina and Prince Albert, we came second.
Yep.
All things considered, for all the reasons that I mentioned,
mm-hmm.
I think that was a very good effort. Well done, Feed Nova Scotia.
Absolutely.
And
I think the next big thing for them would be the Parade of Lights.
Yeah. So bring a non-perishable food item with you when you go down to the Parade of Lights, and there will be people picking up those donations.
Oh, God, yes.
Hey, you know who dropped by the Beaver Bank Bunker on Friday after we had done the podcast?
Yeah.
And he didn't have time to stick around for very long, was Max Speed.
Yes.
He finally saw the Beaver Bank Bunker, but we couldn't get him on the podcast. We are going to sometime in the very near future.
Yep.
And he had the unbelievably popular but scarce 902 hoodies.
Well, yeah, he's calling it rep gear. I've seen this on Twitter.
Yeah.
A lot of people have their own rep gear now. I saw Deputy Mayor Darren Fisher wearing a 902 rep gear hoodie. And
it all started from, and I'd love to talk to Max about this, but it was a little caricature of himself that he drew. And he had 902. I think it was on the top of his toque.
Okay.
And he had 902. And a lot of people said, hey, you know what? You should really get a hat like that, or, you know, that type of suggestion. And he ran with it. And he got some shirts printed up, and he got these toques printed up, and people went crazy.
Well,
he posted a picture of himself, and they said, I'd like this. I want that. And he sold all of them. So then he made a bunch more, and he's like literally selling them out of the back of his car. But a lot of them are going out west.
A lot of
people are loving the 902. You know, think about it. If you're from this area, what a perfect thing to wear, because you're kind of cut in. You go, hey, 902. I know that's my area
where
code.
You're from.
That's my code.
Yep.
And it's inside a shield. You know, what does a shield represent? Honor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the code of honor.
Very cool.
And he told me this idea, and I said, you know what? I think you got something there. And he goes, oh, I know I've got something, because as soon as he gets them printed, they're gone.
Gone.
So if you want any more information on this, and I'm thinking Christmas is coming up, if you have relatives that are either out west or maybe coming home for Christmas, you better get your orders in now.
Yeah.
And go to maxspeed.ca.
Maxspeed.ca. That's his website.
Yeah, all one word. Max maxspeed.ca. I just posted, I put mine as a profile picture, and so many people have written me asking, hey, I was just wondering, where'd you get that? I'd love one of those.
Oh, yeah. Follow him on Twitter as well, at repgear, R-E-P-G-E-A-R, and he'll have all kinds of information on how you can get your copy of it. I mean, he's got t-shirts, sweatshirts, toques, long-sleeve shirts.
But let's not go too crazy advertising him. He actually said, you know, as soon as I get these things printed up, they're gone. Mm-hmm. So don't go crazy advertising it, you know, maybe down the road or whatever. And I said, well, I have to make mention of it because a lot of people have been asking where I got it from.
Yeah.
So we'll make mention of that, but we're certainly not saying like, he's got everything. If you want toques, if you want tattoos, if you want, no, just check it out.
Yep. Absolutely. He's on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/repgearca. And boy, telling you right now, if he takes out the 902 and puts in a 416 and starts selling them in the T-Dot, he'll be a millionaire.
But I think the 902 is really special. So many people from 902, we're talking Nova Scotia, Cape Breton, Prince Edward Island, have gone out west. And there is this driving force. Everybody who goes out west or wherever they go, this is home. And it's like, yeah, I'm going home. People from Toronto, when they go somewhere else, I'm not saying that they don't have that sense of pride.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't, there would be no Toronto Maple Leafs after all these years. Come on. I think that 902 is really special for people because it reminds people of Nova Scotia and their home and the family
and all
of that. So I don't know if 416 would do it.
Speaking of 902, are you sick of forgetting to dial the 902? I don't know how many times I've received that message on the phone when I've tried to dial a number, you know, just trying to call my parents down the block.
Here's something neat. If you have an Eastlink phone and you forget to dial 902, you know, the voice that comes on and tells you you're supposed to dial 902, but your call will be connected anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something that you can do with that voice that is really, really neat. And so maybe we'll do that tomorrow. I do know that we're back here in the Beaver Bank Bunker come Tuesday.
Until then.